Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Me'ila, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis. A Nazir has to bring three karbanos. He has to wait until his Naziris is over, and then he has to bring these three karbanos. He has to bring an Oila, a Chatas, and a Shlamim. An Oila, of course, is Kadshei Kadashim. Chatas is Kadshei Kadashim, and a Shlamim is Kadashei Kalim. Now, Zok the Mishnah, once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Hamafrish Mois Linzirosoi. The Nazir set aside money for his Nazir's Karbanis, but he didn't say which coins are to be used for what. He didn't say, oh, these coins are the Oila, these are for my Chatas, these are for my Shlamim. Zok the Mishnah, Loi Nehen. You're not allowed to have enough on these coins. If you come to a Rav and ask him what to do, he'll say, no, you can't. But Veloi Mael, and if he does, he's not Mael Behegdash. Why? Every single one of these coins, you can say, well, that was for the Shlamim. And Shlamim is Kadashim Kalim. And there's no Mi'ila by Kadashim Kalim. It's not called Kadashim Hashem. Like we learned at the end of the first period, Kadashim Kalim before Zrikas Daman, there's no Mi'ila. Even though we also have Chatas and Oila coins over here, and for that there is Mi'ila, doesn't make a difference, says the Vatanur. There's also Shlamim coins over here. And if you're going to bring a carbon mila for this, it's Chulin Bazara. Because part of it, each coin could be, in theory, for Shlamim. Exactly how the Lumdus works, there's a lot of Torah on this. But in general, that's the understanding. So why, Taka, don't we let him use it? Well, because we don't know exactly what's for what. There's Chatas and Oila mixed in here also. Vaitra says the Mishnah Meis, if the Nazir who set aside this money for his Karban has passed away. So, this is what it's going to depend on. Hoya Sesumim, if the money that he left, again, was money that is Sosim. What does Sosim mean? It's clothes. We don't know. Stam. You know what Stam means? No answer. Stam Mishnah means there's no name. Even though we know Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. That's the way it is. We don't have any specific information. So, if Hayu Stumim, which as explained means he didn't say which is for the Oila, which coins are for the Shlam, which coins are for the Chatas, Yiplu L'Nedava. So we drop it literally in the special Pushkin, the Beis HaMikdash, where people put in money. At times, no other Kurbanas were brought, they would take money from here and purchase Oilas. But if Hayu Mefeirashim, the Nazir passed away after he set aside money, and he did specify which coins are for his Oila, which are for his Chatas, and which are for his Shlamim. So here's what we have to do. Dmei Chatas, the money that he set aside for the Karban Chatas, Yelchu L'Yam HaMelech. What did we learn beforehand? A Chatas whose owner passed away is one of the Chatas HaMeisais. Same is true for the money. The money has to be destroyed, and what we do is we throw it into the Dead Sea, into the Yam HaMelech, the Sea of Salt. Loi Nehenin, now it have enough from that money, but Loi Me'alan Ben. Since the halacha is that the money has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, you can't use it to buy a carbon. So it's no longer considered Kadshei Hashem. And the Me'ila, there's no Me'ila Minatar. The Me'ila, what do we do with the money that he set aside for the carbon? Oila? Yaviyu Oila, bring an Oila. V'alachit, says the Batanura. Say a woman passed away, her Yarshim bring her Oila. Oila is a present, anyone can bring it. Udmei Shlamim, the money for the Shlamim, Yaviyu Shlamim. We bring a Karban Shlamim with that money. Like the Karban Oila, a Karban Shlamim could be brought by the Yarshim. The only thing is, remember, v'necholam l'yayim echad, can be eaten only for one day. Normally, a shlam can be eaten shnei yom v'layla echad. That means the day you shecht it, that night, and the whole next day. But the nazir shlamim is different. It can be eaten only for one day. One day and the night that comes after the day. So even though technically the nazir passed away, and we're just like bringing this as an adava, but since the money that was used to purchase this was a nazir of a shlamim, so we're going to apply this chumrah and say, and also the Einan Tu'unim Lechem. It has the Chumrah of the Shlam of a Nazir. that there's only one day. But in this way, it's not like the shlum of a nazir. It doesn't require lechem. When a nazir brings his shlumim, comes together with special breads, but explains the batanura, because the pasuk says v'nasan al kapi hanazir, and he's not here on this world, so mela, he does not bring along the breads. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Someone set aside money for the karbanos at the end of his naziris, but didn't specify which one is for which carbon. You now have enough from it, but there's no mi'ila. The reason is because each one could technically be the money for the shlamim. And for the shlam, there's no mi'ila because it's kache kalim. If the nazir passes away, so it depends. What do we do with the money? If he never specified which money goes for what, it all goes into a special chest where that money was used for nedava. And the mizbeach was empty, they purchased oilas. If he did specify before he passed away, which money goes for what? So the money that was set aside for the karban chatas has the same din as a chatas itself, where the bailam passed away. Just like that chatas is set aside to die, the money has to be destroyed, and the way we do it is throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Now we'll have enough from it, but there's no mi'ila. The reason there's no mi'ila, we said, is because the money has to be destroyed. It's not called kachi Hashem. The money set aside for the oila, we bring an oila. The money set aside for the shlam, we bring a shlamim. Here there's no problem, because the halacha is, if a person passes away, the yarshim do bring the oila and the shlamim. The only thing is, it has the chumrah of shalmei nazir. It's only eaten for one day, as opposed to a regular shlamim, where you have 2 days, the day you shechted, the night and the following day. But it's not the same as a shalmei nazir, because a shalmei nazir comes along with lechem, and here it doesn't, because the Torah says, V'nosan al-kapi ha-nazir, and this nazir is an oilam haba. He's not here on this world to be able to receive the lechem.